The annual Rogue Arts Festival, which first organized its multidisciplinary arts event in 2016, has announced a kaleidoscopic lineup of compelling performers who will appear at the upcoming three-day celebration of music and visual art. This year we were incredibly lucky to be on the radar of a lot of talented musicians and we had over 200 applications, which was awesome, said Festival Artistic Director Arwen McDonald. It was awesome, but it definitely makes my job exponentially harder because of all the really cool talent. The festival, which takes place at the Clark Farm in Suquam, Wilson Creek, will be held August 18-20. More than 16 unique groups were announced by McDonald on May 25 as tickets went on sale. The musical lineup represents a diverse blend of genres, from Freak Out Ensemble, The History of Gunpowder, based in Montreal, to Sunshine Coast-rooted instrumentalists Caravan Paradiso, which describes itself as a Fellini-esque marching band. Indigenous songwriter Francis Baptiste, who composes and sings songs in Nsilksan, the endangered language of the Sialex people of the Okanagan Nation, will also perform. Baptiste's music explores themes of addiction and indigenous identity in the face of estrangement and assimilation. His voice is phenomenal, but the way that he ties his indigenous language into his music to me just really heightens that story, said McDonald. It's so beautiful and sometimes really rocking at the same time. Another Coast ensemble, the funk-tinged jazz group Open Sesame, is complemented by a newly formed local youth grunge quartet named Belt. The Belt foursome embrace diverse genres through original compositions. The Paintilio collaborative mural activity will return this year, as will pop-up exhibits and games of human foosball. On-site camping is permitted for anyone who purchases a full weekend festival pass. The popularity of the festival's libation station led to creation of a relaxation station, which will feature scheduled yoga demonstrations and workshops. Rogue showcases what we have here on the coast, and also provides a great platform to bring off-coast people for local enjoyment, said McDonald. Prospective volunteers and ticket-seeking attendees can learn more at roguefest.ca.